Make sure I introduce myself today. Sometimes I forget. I am Coach Donna Marie. I'm the Planter Seeds of Transformation podcast host and the producer via my company, Lead Like a Queen Coaching and Consulting. Whew. It is 6 a.m., y'all. Today is December 12th, 2023. We are 13 days from the big day of the month. And where did the year go? It's so important to, for me personally, every year, to make sure that I kind of take a bit of a look back, because it's easy to, for me, as a person who is determined not to live in perfectionism anymore, it's very easy for me to look back on all the mistakes, all the drama, all the problems, and to forget all the good stuff that happened, all the things that I should be grateful for. It's so easy to overlook those things. And so I'm making a concerted effort, doing it on purpose, making myself remember how far I've come, the steps that I've taken towards bigger goals, no matter how big or small those steps are, making sure that I take the time to pat myself on the back a bit for my growth. Take the time to be grateful for new friends, old friends, and everything in between. Be grateful for thank grateful and thankful for family. So all of that. So last week, even though I did do the live, I did not post the actual podcast up. So I'll be kind of giving y'all a double whammy today on the podcast version of this. If you are listening in or watching in later, you may see two podcasts posted on the same day. And that's why, because I didn't get the podcast up last week for whatever reasons. And I'll just be honest with you, definitely been dealing with holiday grief. We've been talking about that for at least the past few weeks. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's been tough. This has been a tough time for me. I am not. I think what it is that I usually do get a little down during the holidays. This is just the first year I've openly acknowledged that and allowed myself to feel my feelings. And I didn't know how that was going to, I knew that I was doing that. I've talked about it. I told you about that was my intention, to make sure that I'm feeling my feelings and not stuffing them down, sugaring them down. So as I've continued to allow myself to feel my feelings, oh, I've been feeling them. Not in a way that's like bad or anything like that. Just been more to myself, more reflective, and I had to give myself permission to do that and give myself permission not to post the podcast last week. I spent time doing some other things, doing a lot of introspection, but also doing some writing, which is that's the good news I have for you all. So, because I've done so many episodes on the topic of dealing with grief in healthier ways, I created a guide. So, this guide is now available for those who are plugged into my main website at plantyourseeds.show. You can download it there for free. My goal is to kind of bring together everything we've been talking about over these past several weeks in one place. And so I believe the guide will be really helpful for those of you who, like me, you're just determined to not let grief completely take over your life. And that's the main goal for me personally. I refuse to let grief take over my life. I'm not going to pretend like it's not there, but I'm not going to let it destroy the building blocks or the bridges, some people like to say. I'm not going to let it destroy my progress. Yeah, it's disruptive, it's interrupting, And that's okay. That's what life is, honey. There's sometimes life interrupts. That's just part of living. There are no straight lines to pretty much anything, especially when you have been recovering from a trauma or a crisis, when you have been going through grieving, the grieving process. There's some zigs and zags in there, and that's okay. You don't have to go straight from A to B to C all the way up to Z. You don't have to. That's a concept that I guess is like a human, I don't know, it probably comes out of some philosophical thing or something. I have no idea. I'm not a philosopher, but I know this. My life has not been a straight line for reaching the goals and going after my dreams. My life has not been a straight line. And I'm okay with that. That's just part of life for me. Sometimes people are grieving just because things don't work out in the way that they expected. Sometimes that causes great disappointment. We talked in other episodes about heartbreak, healing from heartbreak. When your hope is deferred, when what you thought was going to happen doesn't happen, sometimes that brings great grief, especially if you're a super A type personality. You're used to getting A's all the time and then you get a B. That's a type of grief. It may not be grief of loss of a loved one, but it's still grief of loss when things just don't work out the way you want. And that may not be important to your friends, your family, but it's important to you. So what are you going to do? Deny what's important to you? No. You can embrace what's important to you. You can feel the feelings. You can deal with the loss, but just deal with it, learn how to deal with it in healthier ways. So I believe that the grief guide I created, it's called Coach Donna Marie's Grief Guide. I believe that it will be, a help and a blessing to you if you decide to go and get your free copy. You don't have to subscribe to my list or anything. You could just go over there. You will, of course, receive an offer to subscribe to my newsletter for plantyourseeds.show, but you don't have to. And yeah. Now, let me make sure that I tell y'all this. I have a bit of a sinus thing going on, which is triggering headache stuff. I'm still, I guess, still getting past this cold or sinus infection or whatever this was. I chose this time not to do antibiotics and I healed up just fine. Problem is now the heat. In America, the standard is forced heat in most homes, where it pushes heat through internal vents in the house, which is great, nice and warm and cozy, but it dries out the air really bad. And if you don't have a humidifier, which I don't because I have a mold allergy and I have to be careful about adding moisture to my home, it's just a cycle here. So after I get off with y'all, I think I'm gonna go step outside and get some moist air. But it's, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm probably not quite as focused right now because I'm dealing with the sinus dryness. Even though I used the thing that you squirt up, I did all of that. It's still, I'm very uncomfortable. So please forgive me if I'm not quite as focused as normal. But the goal of today's live with Coach Donna Marie, the purpose for today really wasn't to delve into anything new. It was to recap. Not just recap the episodes where I explored this idea of managing grief. I want to make sure that we look back on some of the other things we discussed over this past year. So let's do that. One of the great things about putting all of my episodes in their own website is that gives me a quick way to look back. So let's do that. So I'm over at plantyourseeds.show. And there was one episode in particular that I was thinking of that I'd like to highlight. And this was an episode I did with a guest. This has been a while since I talked to this guest. So let me see if I can pull that up. One of the topics I really enjoyed, or excuse me, I'm really grateful that I got to bring forth here is mental health and taking mental health seriously. Well, one of my guests shared very transparently about part of her journey, which included dealing with self-harm, suicide, suicidal thoughts. She didn't do anything, but her name is Nia Ridgel, and she is a certified licensed therapist. And she shared very transparently in episode 6 of season 3, I think that was. Yeah. Season 3, episode 6. So if you go over to plantyourseeds.show and you click on the episodes button in the menu bar, that episodes button will let you scroll through and see all of the previous episodes. But I just wanted to kind of look back on that, because one of the things that was very upsetting for me this year was a family member who lost their parent who they had been caregiving for, and then they died very early in life, barely 40 years old, and left their children as orphans. And so I shared with you all in previous episodes where I discussed how grieving in unhealthy ways can take you out. I shared a little bit of tips with you all, insights to help you think about those things. But I also wanted to share with you this episode, episode 6 of season 3 with Nia Ridgel. I wanted to share a little bit with you from there too, just because I felt like y'all might want to hear the perspective of somebody besides me. I did not get to do interviews during season 4, and that's okay. I'm trying to get things lined up for next year. I actually had, this is part of my grief this week, was found out that when I changed my domain provider, they deleted my one of my email addresses, the main one I use to communicate with people. Excuse me, y'all. So I had to deal with that this week, and thank goodness got that fixed. But it caused problems for me communicating with people. So I am now getting things back on track for that. So, but here we go. I want to share with you regarding a tip that I gave. And I want to read this to you. I'll give me a second. So in the show notes for episode 6 of season 3 with Nia Ridgel, this is the Plant Your Seeds self-coaching tip. Sometimes you can coach yourself simply by journaling on a consistent basis. When you journal, when you write down your thoughts, it helps you to develop more self-awareness. Like, it helps you to see that you're thinking what you're thinking. And if you see a pattern where you're not talking very kindly to yourself, if you see that kind of pattern, that's a sign of self-hatred. And self-hatred, it's like a stairstep to trying to hurt yourself. It is actually a form of self-hatred, is a form of self-harm. It may not necessarily result in you trying to do physical harm to yourself, but it sets you up subconsciously to not take care of yourself. And so I just wanted to bring this information to you. Research studies have shown that journaling can help you stay motivated, especially when you look back at previous journal notes. So in addition to developing self-awareness about negative things, you can also become more motivated by seeing the things, like we talked about earlier, seeing the things that you are doing well so that you can keep doing them. Sometimes you'll get something right and you might completely forget about it if you haven't written it down or documented it some kind of way. For instance, we talked in the financial episode. I did two financial episodes. One of the episodes, I talked about the fact that when you're using a written financial plan slash budget or whatever you want to call it, money management system, when you're using something that's written down, a spreadsheet, when you see those numbers, you can see what's working easily by looking at those numbers. And that is very motivating when you can see where you got it right. Okay. So research studies have shown that journaling or keeping a plan, a written plan of some sort, can help you stay motivated when you look back at your previous notes or documentation. And this way you can course correct when you see a pattern emerging that doesn't align with your goals, such as self-hatred. Let's say that you find yourself journaling a lot about feeling like you're stupid or worthless, or saying things to yourself that other people have said to you that were negative. Okay, like you find yourself repeating, rehashing negative things other people have said about you. That's something that you can use journaling to catch patterns of those things. So when you see a pattern emerging that does not align with your goals, and or you can update your goals to align with emerging patterns. Sometimes you can be trying to force yourself to go down one path when there is actually a pattern of something else going on, that if you just realign your goals to match up with that, it could solve half the problems right there. And I'm trying to think of an example of that. When I do, I'll tell you. So sometimes you can use journaling to recognize patterns, good or bad, and either alter course to prevent those patterns from continuing or embrace those patterns and allow them to help you align your goals properly. Journaling and making adjustments based off of your journaling review can also help you to give yourself more grace when the outcome of your work doesn't end up looking like what you expected. And this is a huge part of letting go of toxic perfectionism, which that's been the main thing we've started talking about on this podcast, the Plant Your Seeds of Transformation podcast has the initial probably two, three seasons. Yeah, the initial three seasons were all about learning what perfectionism really looks like so that you can understand it better and be able to release it. If you don't know what perfectionism is, if you have a skewed understanding of what perfectionism is, and you think perfectionism is going to help you do better, or be more excellent. Perfectionism and excellence are not the same thing. Just because you're letting go of perfectionism does not mean that you're letting go of excellence. They're two different things. And I'm not going to rehash everything that I've share with you all and that my guests have shared with you all on this topic, but definitely take a look back at season three for more interviews. Mia Ridgel was not the only interview that I did that year. So take a look back and see what else I shared. All right. So I also wanted to share with you this. Mia said, "We are leading other people, but we don't even know how to take care of ourselves behind closed doors. When I take my armor off and come home." As Black women leaders, many times we wear armor, not necessarily a facade, but we wear armor. We harden ourselves in front of the world. But at home, all kind of stuff going home, excuse me, all kind of stuff is going on, and we're not sharing that or being real. And sometimes because we are shielding ourselves, we're not just shielding ourselves from the bad that we're afraid of, because that's where shielding ourselves comes from. It's from fear. Fear that causes us to think we have to protect ourselves. Oh, I know a lot about that. Been doing that my whole life. not only are we shielding ourselves from the bad, but we're also shielding ourselves from good things too. There's a difference between being overprotective and shielding yourself. There's a difference between that and setting good boundaries. Maybe we'll be talking about that in season four. I'm not going to dig too deep into that today because, like I said, we're doing a recap. But take a listen to Nia Ridgell's interview for episode six of season three to see what more she has to say about that and how that kind of thing was impacting her as a professional in her field. And yeah, I think it'll be helpful for you. So we got about 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure that I also do a bit more of a recap of what we discussed for this topic of dealing with grief in healthier ways. So in our Coach Donna Marie's Guide to Grief, I'm gonna read to you a little bit from there because it's really nothing new too much. It's more of a summary of what we've already discussed. And so I want to take this opportunity to read that to you all. So if you would just go to plantyourseeds.show, go to any of the newer episodes, and you'll see a link to download the grief guide there. All right. So, Coach Donna Marie's Guide to Grief: How You Can Stay Grounded and Thrive in Life Even Despite Grief. So, one of the most important things that we talked about is staying grounded despite grief. And the honest truth is, sorry, y'all, told you I messed up with last week because I didn't post the actual podcast to the podcast. I just did it live. All right. Here are some strategies. So this information may only be in the guide right now, but after today, it'll be here. Here are some strategies to help you stay grounded despite navigating your grief. Number one, recognize and accept your feelings. I talked about this at the start of this podcast that I've had to make a decision to recognize my feelings and of grief during this holiday season and not. And because I decided to recognize it, then I was able to make a plan for myself that I'm not going to just ignore it. I'm not going to stuff it down with food and sugar. I'm not going to just veg out and numb out and pass out from a sugar high in front of a movie. I had to make a decision that that's not how I was going to spend my holiday season this time. That has been a pattern for me for a very long time. So recognizing and accepting my feelings allowed me to do better this year. And I'm proud of myself. Remember, I said we're going to do a look back. I'm proud of myself for making that choice this year. That's new for me. I also recognize, so it's also helped, it's trickled down into other areas, right? Recognizing, for instance, when I'm tired. So we took a trip for the holiday season. I was very, very tired. And instead of pushing myself and forcing myself to party with everybody else, like I normally would do during the holiday, everybody else want to party. I'm in there. I want to party too. Problem with that is I had a long drive and I was already tired before I got there. Their dinner was delayed, et cetera. Things just timing wise just didn't go the way that we originally thought it was going to go. And I absolutely needed to get out of there at a certain time so that I wouldn't fall asleep on the road. That's good for me. I was able to advocate for myself in that situation because I was paying attention to my own needs. And everything worked out. That people pleasing side of me wanted to just stay because they didn't want me to go. But I knew that I had to take care of myself. And the other thing is staying more aware about your feelings and things helps you to plan better, right? Because I already knew, at least in the back of my head, I already knew where I was at, that I was tired and that I had a lot of driving to do. I already knew that. And so it helped me to make better decisions for myself and advocate for myself better because I was more aware. So if you're having a problem with being more aware of your feelings and, taking time to take stock of your feelings and processing your thoughts properly, sometimes that is a result of trauma. And I've shared with you all that I've been in therapy for a long time. This really helped me to do better in these arenas. Honest truth, you really need a therapist if you're dealing with deep emotional pain, grief, dealing with trauma that you have not processed through. That's where having a professional therapist to help you through that becomes an extremely important. And I've talked about this on this show over and over the entire season, the entire time I've been doing the show. I am not a therapist, but I know that therapists can really make a difference for you if you give it a chance. If you never try it, you'll never know. So I just want to highly recommend allow a therapist to support you with learning how to recognize your emotions and process your thoughts in healthier ways and help you to learn how to take care of yourself better. Mentally and physically. Because what's going on in your inside trickles out to the outside. Okay. If you're unhealthy inside, dealing with a lot of self-deprecating thoughts, your self-hatred thoughts, that's going to manifest on the outside. It doesn't matter how pretty you are, how well you're put together, it will still manifest on the outside, no matter the mask you put on. And a therapist can help you process through that and deal with that if you'll let them. If you'll let them. All right. So that was the second point, was seek support. So the first point was recognize and accept your feelings. The second point was seek support. The third point was take care of your physical and mental well-being. Well, we covered that too. Okay. You've got to do both. Only you can do it. Nobody can take care of you like you. But if you are not even taking care of you, how do you expect to really be able to take care of if you're a leader, your employees, if you're a mom, your children, if you're a teacher, your students? No matter what you think, what's going on with you affects other people that are around you. And that's a big, huge part of why I got my degree in executive leadership instead of continuing on with an MBA. An MBA was what I originally plan to get, but I ended up getting an executive leadership, a master's of arts in executive leadership. And now I have a coaching certification also, life coaching. It's actually called spiritual leadership coaching and financial coaching. I did all of that because I recognize that when you're a leader, it affects everybody around you, how you're dealing with things inside. Affects everybody around you. And so that's why I'm saying, again, you got to recognize and accept your feelings. You got to seek support. You got to take care of your physical and mental well-being. And you got to make sure that you practice mindfulness to get control of your thoughts and your emotions. Now, this is something that you can do on your own, no matter what. You can pray and meditate. You can use tools like the Headspace app, which I gave you guys a link for my free trial. It's a 30-day guest pass for a Headspace app. You can get that from the guide. You can journaling. You can do journaling. That can help your thought processes, help you process through things. And the kind of journaling I'm talking about is not the same journaling I was talking about earlier. This is called brain dumping by some people. It's not meant to be kept as a permanent record. Get all those thoughts out of your head and then throw it out or delete it. If it's a recording, delete it. If it's a paper, tear it up. So these are all wonderful ways to help you as you're dealing with your grief management process. But They do not replace professional help. The advice I'm giving you is not intended to replace professional mental health or medical support. Some people have chemical imbalances that are causing some of the issues they're having. Sometimes those chemical imbalances can be triggered by not eating right, like having too much sugar. But sometimes there's something else going on that you need a doctor's help with. And if that's you, if you're in crisis, call 911. If you feel like you're in imminent danger of hurting yourself or somebody hurting you, or you hurting somebody else, 911, baby. If you feel like you might hurt yourself, 988. Or if you feel like a family or friend might hurt themselves, 988. 988 is a support, mental health crisis support line within the United States of America. When you call, they'll talk with you. They'll link you up with a therapist. They'll even send someone to your home if you want, who will sit down and talk with you. So this is, and then they'll help you find local support in your area. Now, this is the final part of this episode, and I'm so happy I get to talk to y'all about this. I think I shared in a previous episode that you can get mental health support through your job if you work for a major corporation. That's confidential and that's free. I believe it's free, or at least it used to be. It's called EAP, Employee Assistance Program. Okay. If you have insurance, sorry guys, got some background noise going on because it's that time of the morning. You have insurance and primary care physician, then you should be able to get behavioral health support. I believe there were laws passed, at least in the state of Georgia, requiring for insurance that's providing primary health care to keep mental health care on the same par with physical health care. That means that they got to give you the same kind of coverage for your behavioral health as they do for your regular physical health. Okay, so in terms of insurance, if you have insurance, it should include behavioral health care. And again, it's confidential when you receive behavioral health care. If you're a caregiver, caregivers deserve support too. So I wanted to provide you with some resources for caregivers also in the guide. So make sure you take a look at that. And if you have a disability, sometimes people are grieving because they are not getting the support they need for their disability, be it a visible disability or an invisible disability. Sometimes people are not telling their boss at work, or if you're in an academic environment, your professor or counselor at school. Sometimes people are just not sharing the struggles they're going through with the people who have authority to help them, because they're scared, right? So there are some resources listed in the guide to help you to understand what possible resources you might be able to find to help you figure out if you should disclose your disability so that you can get accommodations. If you don't tell them, they can't help you. But sometimes people are scared because they're thinking they're going to be discriminated against. And unfortunately, they could be right about that, but there are laws to protect you. So check out the guide. And then sometimes people are grieving a career loss because they've been discriminated against. There are laws for that too. And I put information about that in there. I also put some other mental health support search links in the guide. There are specific websites you can use to search for mental health therapists that align with your needs. So I put links for that in the guide. In summary, in the midst of your deepest grief, you'll feel like it's impossible to imagine a future where the pain subsides because your grief will lie to you and swallow you whole if you allow it to have its way. However, as your inner self, empowered by God's Holy Spirit, rises up in strength to defend and protect you from this, you can see this as a challenge to push forward and create your own growth and transformation with God's help. By staying grounded, recognizing and accepting your emotions, seeking support, taking care of your health and well-being, and practicing mindfulness, you're planting your seeds of transformation. These seeds take time to grow, and with patience and nurturing, they bloom into a new understanding and acceptance of loss. Your transformation doesn't mean you forgot about the loss, but it does signify a new stage in your grief process where the pain of your loss is integrated into your life, transforming you into a stronger and more resilient woman. Your grief journey is your grief journey. And it doesn't have to destroy your life or take away your life like it did with my family member I shared with you all earlier. You don't have to let grief kill you. You don't have to let grief destroy your ability to pursue your goals and your dreams. So I hope you'll download Coach Donna Maria's grief guide at plantyourseeds.show. And I hope you let me know, you know, if it's a help and a blessing for you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to live weekly live with Coach Donna Maria, Plant Your Seeds of Transformation. God bless you. Bye-bye.